We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on WBBM, two 14-year-old boys are dead after separate shootings yesterday in Chicago. Both boys have now been identified. More from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Officials say 14-year-old Javion Ivey was in the 2200 block of West Adams before 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon when someone shot him in the abdomen. He was pronounced dead at Stroger Hospital. The shooting happened near a couple of schools, Dett Elementary and Chicago Bulls College Prep. Then, just before 8:30 last night, police say another 14-year-old boy was the victim of a drive-by shooting in the 1400 block of West 73rd Street. Officials say someone had shot James Sweezer in the head from a dark-colored vehicle. There have been no arrests in either shooting at this point. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A high-end Michigan Avenue retailer appears to be trying to prevent smash-and-grab burglaries by parking cars on the sidewalk in front of the store at night. WBBM's Mike Krauser explains.
The Burberry store has been hit by burglars at least 3 times in recent weeks, twice in 1 week. You may recall that a security guard who was there during one burglary told police she was in the bathroom at the time. Now it looks like the retailer is improvising with the cars parked on the sidewalk. Says a lot, says Rob Carr, the president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. He spoke to CBS 2.
I think it does speak to the fact they feel, right or wrong, they feel a bit on their own here. They need to take measures, any measures they can to protect themselves.
The Chicago Department of Transportation says it's not legal to park cars on the sidewalk. It was planning to look into the matter. That's the story from North Michigan Avenue.
Organizers say this year's Southside Irish Parade will go on. The iconic event was canceled the last 2 years because of the pandemic. 19th Ward Alderman Matt O'Shea says it's especially good news for businesses.
This latest mandate is put a tremendous amount of pressure on our business owners. I actually met with a very popular restaurant, and the owner told me he did $400 in business. $400 a day in the register does not keep the lights on, does not keep people employed.
The parade is scheduled for Sunday, March 13th, along Western Avenue between 103rd and 113th Streets. Lawmakers continue to stay away from Springfield.
The House and Senate have announced the 3 session days next week are canceled because of Omicron. The General Assembly canceled 2 out of the 3 days last week, 3 out of 3 this week, and now 3 out of 3 next week. But they will continue to meet in committee virtually. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Aurora-based Old Second Bank is closing 20% of its branches. Crane's Chicago Business reports the move comes after the bank's recent acquisition of West Suburban Bank. In total, Old Second says it will close 13 branches. Many of them are already overlapping in coverage areas now that they've bought West Suburban. Now, from the DuckDuckGo Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Good to join you. Good morning. A busy pace to the Bears' search for a new head coach and general manager as the team confirms it's interviewed ex-Eagles coach Doug Peterson and Browns VP of player personnel Glenn Cook for the GM job. A long list of potential candidates are out there. According to reports, former Dolphins coach Brian Flores is up soon to meet with the Bears. Brooklyn smothers the Bulls with a big second half, 138-111. The number 2 team in the East brings down the number 1 team, the Bulls, by 26 points. On their home court, the Bulls get outscored by 20 in the third quarter alone.
Harden with a nasty crossover on Io. He froze Io, leaning over that crossover, the ankle crossover, and just buried his fifth triple. He's got 25, and the Nets are 16 of 30 beyond the arc.
Everybody's frustrated. Obviously, you're really upset. Like I said, you get your butt kicked on national television. It's not a fun thing after playing a, you know, pretty solid first half. But, you know, bring you back down to earth. You know, it's one game. You lose by 2, you lose by 30. It's still a loss. But I You just want to go and see why you lost.
Chuck Swirsky made the call, 6-7 to score. It was a 71 all game. The Nets go on runs of 22-0 and 43-8. Zach LaVine goes down despite 20 points. Kevin Durant had 17 of his 27 in the big third quarter. James Harden, 25, 16 assists. Bulls dropped to 27-12. Nine-game home winning streak snapped, and they're bracing for just as tough Golden State tomorrow night. DeMar DeRozan had 19. Before the Warriors come to town tomorrow, they'll play in Milwaukee tonight. Northwestern drops its fourth straight in double overtime, losing to Maryland 94-87 in Evanston. It's Blackhawks legacy night. Former forward Andrew Shaw will be honored while the Hawks host Montreal. Cubs playoff legend and World Series winner John Lester is retiring after 16 seasons, won 77 of his 200 games with the Cubs over six standout seasons. I'm home with the Bears, Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some sports celebrities are pitching in to help get people vaccinated.
Former Bears tight end Desmond Clark is scheduled to be among several retired football stars signing autographs at a COVID vaccination clinic in Englewood on Saturday. Among others on hand will be former Bears defensive back Charlie Brown, former Packers running back Michael Blair, and Simon Chandler of the Kansas City Chiefs. Players also plan to hold a rally to give away signed footballs. A clinic offers first, second, and booster shots from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Hamilton Park Fieldhouse on West 72nd Street. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago journalist and civil rights activist will be honored by Barbie as part of its Inspiring Women series.
The Barbie represents Ida B. Wells, a journalist and civil rights leader. She holds a Memphis free speech newspaper, which Wells wrote for. The doll will be out next Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Barbie's Inspiring Women series is dedicated to spotlighting heroes who paved the way for generations of girls to dream big and make a difference. Civil rights activist Rosa Parks, nurse Florence Nightingale, singer Ella Fitzgerald, disability advocate Helen Keller, poet and civil rights activist Maya Angelou, and astronaut Sally Ride are also featured as Barbies in this series. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The state's top doctor says the Omicron variant of coronavirus is making the current surge of the disease the most challenging yet. WBBM's political editor, Craig Delamore, with the latest.
Illinois Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says that while Omicron may generally be a less severe form of COVID than the Delta variant, many more people have been infected and there are more people hospitalized than ever. Yes, more than last year. That's why staffed hospital beds are in short supply.
I was on a call with all the chief medical officers of the hospitals across the state today. They are all crying the same thing. They all need help. They have a significant number of staff that have left the profession because of the exhaustion and the stress and the trauma that they've endured over the last 2 years.
Employees leaving hospitals is another reason for the lower numbers of staffed beds, making this surge even worse. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Aurora Police Department is announcing the death of one of its officers. 51-year-old Brian Shields died yesterday from complications of COVID. Chief of Police Keith Cross says Shields contracted the disease while serving the community. He adds the entire department is in mourning. Funeral arrangements for Officer Shields, who served on the force for more than 16 years, are pending. A man already under scrutiny by law enforcement was wounded during an exchange of gunfire with police on the south side last night.
The Cook County Sheriff's Office says deputies were looking for a man on electronic monitoring on 86th and Sangamon at a home where he was no longer welcome. The man wasn't there when deputies arrived, but he was tracked down to 74th and Yates in the South Shore community. The Sheriff's Office says the man started shooting at the deputies. They returned fire and he was critically wounded. The deputies were not hurt, and the Sheriff's Office says a gun was recovered. The man is an accused sex offender. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Prosecutors say two men responsible for thefts and burglaries at high-end retailers in Chicago were selling stolen merchandise out of a fast food restaurant.
A witness gave police the license plate number of a car that was used in two theft incidents at North Face stores on North Michigan Avenue and in Wicker Park. The thieves grabbed coats and walked or ran out of the stores. Then police saw the car outside a Subway restaurant at 79th and Halsted. They spoke to two men inside who they said had North Face coats, but they were not immediately arrested. The website CWB Chicago reports during a later visit, detectives were looking at surveillance video in the restaurant when the men returned with more stolen merchandise and they were arrested. It's alleged they were selling the stuff from a table at the Subway. One of them, 18-year-old Samaje Bryant, was in court yesterday. The judge, Charles Beach, said, "Why in the world that Subway allows you to come back there each and every time, I don't know." Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.